On this weekend before the election, we end our coverage by calling your attention to an item we noticed in the newspaper. The newspaper is from November of 1860. The article is reprinted in an old book called Abraham Lincoln, a Press Portrait. On Election Day in 1860, a reporter for the New York Tribune was in Springfield, Illinois. In those days, it was considered undignified for presidential candidates to go out and campaign in public, so Abraham Lincoln was at home. He was awaiting a vote that would send him to the White House. The reporter spotted Lincoln at the post office. He was almost anonymous in the crowd, except for his height. Lincoln gathered up a mass of letters, we're told, newspapers and documents, a quantity almost too great for one man to carry away, to say nothing of reading afterward. And then later, Abraham Lincoln went to vote, and I'll just read what the article says. On his way across to the courthouse, Mr. Lincoln was not observed, but as soon as he stood upon the sidewalk and advanced to the steps, he was recognized and welcomed with such a cheer as no man ever received who has not the hearts as well as the voices of his people. Every vestige of party feeling seemed to be suddenly abandoned. I saw a spry old man, with his hand full of Democratic documents, forget his special function so far as to prance upon a railing and take the lead in an infinite series of Lincoln cheers. The object of all this irrepressible delight took it as calmly as he could, and, urging his way to the voting table, deposited the straight Republican ticket, with only the omission of his own name from the honorable list, which he himself removed. After thus serving his friends, and leaving his own name to look out for itself without any help from him, he turned toward the door again and endeavored to pass out. The afternoon went on uneventfully, and at evening, when the polls closed, there was still doubt as to the result in this particular neighborhood. The city is resting and preparing for public demonstrations tomorrow, and Mr. Lincoln, almost alone, is sitting snugly in the telegraph office where Mr. Wilson, the model of telegraph superintendents, has provided for his speedy receipt of all news that shall arrive. Election Day in November of 1860, as reported by the New York Tribune.